from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here's another thing you've got to be upset about. Looks like Pajemski is more valuable than Kuminga.
Man, what's going on, man? Stoddy, what's happening? He's like, I'm like, whoa, man. But again, kudos to Pods and his future and what he's got. I think it's going to be difficult because now, you know, you may call me crazy, Stoddy. They know how he plays and they know they got to get ready for him and plan for him. But I would never in a million years would have thought, and it feels like there's merit to, he's more valuable than Kuminga's potential.
You know what I think it is?
Wow, man.
I don't think, and I'm kidding around about, you know, Pajemski better than Kuminga, but I do think what we found out is Pajemski has more value. And I think what we can start to put together is not only the Warriors, but it seems like teams are afraid of how much money Kuminga's going to ask for. And the conventional wisdom around the league is they don't want to take that risk of giving him 160, 180, 200, whatever it may be, to re-sign him.
So you think that's given the cause for pause at the price?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, think about it this way, and we saw how many teams this free agency had to worry about that second apron. And the Clippers obviously made their moves to get under the second apron. They let Paul George go. The Warriors, their number one priority was to get under that second apron. If I'm another team, I don't know that I want to acquire. To me, the similarities with Brandon Ayuk are incredible. You need to get a team to not only give up an asset or assets for Kuminga, you got to pay him also.
Yeah.
And that to me would give me pause if I were another team.
But if we go off, just in regard to Ayuk, because you brought him up, if we go off of what Florio reported, Steiny, five teams are willing to do that.
Right, but the Warriors,
I get it,
want more than a second round pick or whatever. And I use second round pick because that's what the 49ers ostensibly turned down for
Big year for Kuminga, Steiny. Big year. I do wonder if he'll have that new payday before.
I wonder too.
But he just got voted most overrated. Where do you think that came from? Out of nowhere.
It's one guy at Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
Put up a writer at Bleacher Report created a list of the top five overrated players in the NBA, and he had Jonathan Kuminga at number one.
Damn.
Number one.
And Kuminga's got game now. Yeah, so, but I don't know what he is, man, and what he can be, but we'll find out. But damn, to have him at one, That made his rounds yesterday. I saw it.
He also had Jonathan Isaac, Jamal Murray, Miles Bridges, and Jalen Green on that
Jamal Murray
on that list. Yeah.
What am I missing there?
I'm not sure. I didn't read the story. I just read the list.
But when you hear Murray, that dude has been hurt. He's a champ when he's healthy and could get down with the best of them.
Maybe the guy doesn't feel that way.
No, I'm asking you, though, about Murray. I don't think he's overrated.
Because
he definitely was playing hurt last year. No passes, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to think that the Warriors, like, they're telling us what kind of a tricky spot they're in, because I do think one of the reasons they love Pajemski, I don't know, what do you think they love more, Pajemski or Pajemski's contract right now? Because I keep reading about his contract is the most important thing, because he's under cost certainty for the next 4 years at
Would you Very scoff at him if I just said that's a factoid? But Stani, I think it's him, his ability to hit the ground running, his cerebral play. Like, I just think they love his brain.
I think they love his rookie year for sure.
Made all rookie team.
That's like Brandon Ayuk making second team All Pro.
But we were it was a cute story, pods early, but Stani, we were like, he solidified and he's got a little spot on this team. They're going to have to depend on him now.
Yeah, I guess. I just, making the all-rookie team, to me, doesn't ensure that you're going to have a great career.
Well, I'm not.
You've seen too many guys like that.
I hope I'm not sounding like I'm saying that. I'm just like, he stood out, man. Got the hella heart, and he played his ass off.
Let's go to Eric. Eric's in Sacramento. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
What I'm believing is that Draymond Green is the number one most overrated NBA player. They should have gotten rid of him when he punched out Jordan Poole. In fact, let's go back to the Cleveland game in the NBA Finals when he got suspended. That's when they should have gotten rid of him. So I'm not a big Draymond Green fan. He's got a bully attitude. He's been a bully ever since he was young. He never got therapy for it. And so I'll put Draymond Green in that number one category.
Okay. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call.
Safe to say he is not a pro Dre. Yeah.
I didn't.
But he's got four chips.
I didn't know we were talking about Draymond Green.
Yeah, he ain't overrated, though. It was just, yeah.
Well.
As a ball player, he's not overrated. He hit his ceilings, Donnie. He balled out with the best of them. Arguably one of the best defenders to ever do it, according to who you ask.
So he's worth the money he's getting paid now.
He's
overrated maybe right now.
Well, see, I don't have him rated up there to where he's overrated. Now, you can say overpaid.
No, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. The Warriors have what? August 6th is a key date for the Warriors, about 2 weeks away. They'll find out about Lowry Markkanen.
And they Curry, will, too.
We'll figure it. Yeah, I mean, I think Curry's a done deal.
Okay.
If Steph Curry's eligible for a one-year extension on August 6th, and I can't imagine that he won't just, that they won't announce that on August 6th.
If they don't, and we get to, what would that tell you then? If you were surprised, like, what's going on there? Then Curry's last, things change in this league quickly. I'm not saying he's finessing it, but it would lead me to believe, like, I got enough money already, partner, if you don't give me another dime, but I'm about looking around what's I don't know. I guess that's what avenue I would, start walking towards.
I feel like if the Golden State Warriors don't announce an extension for Steph Curry on August 6th or shortly thereafter, it's because they don't want to give him a contract extension. For the life of me, I don't see a scenario in which why would Steph Curry
not
want an extension 2 years from now for $64 million when he's going to be 38, 39 years old? Like, there's, And you, people might say, well, maybe that's his way of holding leverage over the organization in case they don't do right by him. And, well, again, why would he not want to sign a $60-plus million deal right on August 6th? Huh? And the only thing I could think of is maybe the Warriors have thoughts about what they want to do 2 or 3 years down the line, but I can't imagine that they actually wouldn't give him that money if he wants it. And I think that's what you got to do. It's a price of business. Rafi is in Berkeley. Rafi. What's up, Rafi? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing hey. Well.
Hey, Guru. I want to mess with you a little bit. Can I?
Oh, go ahead.
I got a bet for you.
All right.
I want to bet you $1,000 that the Warriors will not win a championship in the next 10 years. 10. What do you think about that? That's where we're headed, my man.
Wow. And I gotta be honest here. That's you're talking about life after. Yeah, but forget the money. I got that. But the life after Steph Curry to find somebody. But maybe you don't need a Steph to win it all. You need Stephs or something close. But I wouldn't bet against the price of a dynasty. That's coming. We may be in it. Hopefully I'm wrong and you try to delay that as far as you can. But, Stani, I know that's a decade, but that's – there's a price to be paid, and it's not just 1 year not making the playoffs because it feels like 10 years. But, man, that's just a thought I don't even want to think about because that's life after Curry.
Yeah, I that's too much money for me to bet. Would you bet $10?
No. I would bet 10. But 10 years, you got – I don't know how life after Curry's going to look. What if they get Wiseman's left and right? Guys,
by the way.
Oh, boy. What we got?
I was just thinking this today. And you're I got no way to prove
Loco
this.
Loco Moco, I'm not taking the bet. All right.
So, you talk about how the Warriors missed on Wiseman. You know what I'm starting to become convinced of? They wouldn't have taken Anthony Edwards with the first pick.
Why do you say
because
that?
Because Kerr hated his workout.
Oh, he did that.
Kerr hated his workout.
When did that pop up to you?
I was just thinking about it. I was just thinking about it. And when that draft came up, the Warriors were sitting with Curry, with Poole, with Clay. I don't think they would have taken Anthony
Edwards.
Well,
I'm glad they didn't have the chance to. Man.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just starting to add it up. And they had their three-guard rotation at that point, and they needed a big guy. I think they actually would have taken Wiseman with the top pick. Not for nothing. I'm just spitballing here.
And I know how you are, and I know how you think, Stani, and Warrior fans keep hearing me say the same thing about Wiseman. It wasn't about who wasn't in the draft. It was just he wasn't who we thought he was going to be.
Who?
And that's what hurts.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Can I start it all? Can I dream what the number two pick would be? Maybe not Tim Duncan, but maybe a couple levels before. A 12-time All-Star that could get you. Chris Bosh, maybe. You know, was I wrong to dream that he could have that type of impact for the Warriors? Because let me tell you, partner, had they hit, things would be looking a whole lot different in Warrior Land right now. That's all. That's what that. I when I think about that, I'm like, that's what the Spurs did when they got Kawhi and got blessed for that bad year. They turned it into Kawhi. We turned it into a guy that is not here.
There you go again.
I'm being real, man.
It's been one of those shows.
I'm not doing
Garoppolo
it. You're
missing Emmanuel Sanders.
Dude, you've been saying that more than
Brock,
me.
No, yeah. Brock Purdy. Missing Brandon Ayuk.
Kyle not throwing the flag.
We have two Super Bowls.
Yeah, Kyle not throwing the flag against the
Eagles. The Warriors missed on Wiseman.
Led Zeppelin.
I'm watching Soto on TV. Why can't the Giants have a Soto?
Just ball just going out the yard left, right for him today.
For who? Man,
Soto and the Yankees scored 9 runs.
Oh, here we go again.
What do we got?
The United States one-on-one basketball team is struggling with Germany.
You talking about Coach Kerr. He was getting killed out to Twitter. He always takes heat on the – I don't know why. What are you going to do with the rotations in the all-star? You got an all-star team. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You're going to question his rotations?
I'm going to question the team. That's what I'm going to question. I mean, for goodness sakes.
They won the game, people. Saturday. That was bad defense by Sudan. Come on, Bron had it at the top of the key. You let him go left?
They played the South Sudan.
With a couple NBA ballers, though, Donnie.
Who?
South Sudan had a couple.
Who?
Hold on.
Who's in the league?
There was one. There's one in the league.
Not four.
Sure. No, I thought he's still in there. That was my guy,
Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel. There you go.
Yeah, 11th man for Portland 3 years ago.
He played good on the Lakers. Oh,
of course
though.
He did.
Hey, I like good call, Carter. But anyway, they played their butts off.
Who?
South Sudan.
Oh my God! I was going to say
Anthony Edwards should start. I'll leave that there, and I'm gonna walk.
Kurt doesn't like him. He doesn't. He said he doesn't work hard enough.
I don't care how hard you work. You're the best of that bunch right now. You're in your
prime. Better than Curry?
He's come on now.
What?
I'm taking age, everything. You're having to draft Team USA. It's Jokic and Ant-Man. But Ant's coming off the bench because it's what have you done for me in the past?
Yeah, 5-1-0. So what? Warriors might not win another championship ever. It's why dynasties are so special. When it was good, it was good, and the Warriors got their four rings. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. You're right on the money.
It's been 30 years for the Cowboys when they had their quote-unquote dynasty. Yeah. It's been 30 years for the Niners when they had their since their last Super Bowl. You never know, Matt. That's why these last three Super Bowl losses. Now, Carter, what
a, I mean, he's playing ahead.
I'm just serious.
I'm serious.
But
like,
those are three Super Bowls.
Right, and we all know that. We know they lost their last three Super Bowls.
But it speaks to you're not guaranteed anything.
Who says you are? I'm not sitting here saying I'm guaranteeing a Super Bowl this year.
But it's your silence is like, just move on.
Exactly.
You're
just move
get right
on.
Back there. Sometimes
like they're
you
not
don't.
Gonna, like 3 weeks from now, we're not going to have a, hey, Goo, did you see the 49ers won that Super Bowl last year? They beat Mahomes. It's.
I see. I got it.
I don't think you do.
Now, you set me up, and then when I go, I get the lob pass. It's like, you can't talk about the past.
No, you can talk about the past all you want.
You brought up the Warrior one, so I was like, man, you just took me down there.
Enter the Draymond on the YouTube chat. It's South Sudan, not the Sudan. If it would be South Sudan and North Sudan, we would have lost by 20.
Oh, man.
We were only playing the South.
That, man. They were down 15.
Seen it before.
And they struggling now all with Germany.
Of course they are. Because these teams are well-oiled machines. They're not all-star teams that want to mail it in like Curry and get their automatic.
So you're saying it's not our game anymore.
It isn't.
It's been that way for a while.
Well, it's everybody's game. No, that's the thing.
No, it is.
This is David Stern's vision from 25 years ago. There's no doubt about it. He made the game global, and now,
wow,
lots and lots of teams can compete. We need Draymond. That's the problem. Draymond's not on the team.
No.
They need defense. They need feistiness.
Now, we got into an argument Saturday. I called you yesterday. I appreciate you while I was out and you helped me get some information. You don't got to tell them what I needed. Are they using a smaller ball in Team USA, Stani?
No, we got our excuse then.
But
they're not used to playing with a ball with a little white on it. You're right. They cannot be expected to beat Germany or South Sudan if they're not playing with a regulation ball.
It feels
ball.
Different, man.
What?
It looks different and it feels different. Just more harder to put it in, unless you're LeBron or Curry.
Well, it was pretty easy for the South Sudan
to put it in. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. 888-957-9570.
Same size ball.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Oh, I had an argument. Go ahead. I'll let you do this. We'll talk about it on the side.
You had an argument with somebody, and you maintained it was a smaller ball, but you had no clue whether it was or not.
I was saying it was regular size. But I had no clue. Yeah.
Well, you said, is it?
So I was right.
Yeah. It's regular size. 925 I understand there's not a North Sudan, but there's a Sudan and a South Sudan. And you combine those teams, and I'll tell you what, they win that game 101-82. I don't even know who Sudan has. I'll bet you some tall guys. Did you see that game, though? That's the future of basketball. 5'6", 9" guys, man, long as hell, able to defend.
Hey, you don't want those problems, man. Hey, you might be onto something. It'll be a little while.
Andis Brown on the YouTube chat, I have no worries. USA is going to win the gold easy. Might be one or two tight games, but once they figure it out, they'll find. Well, if they have one or two tight games, it's not going to be easy.
And what are they figuring out exactly?
They're figuring out that they need to actually try to beat a lot of these teams. That's what they're figuring out. They're figuring out that there is no intimidation factor anymore with the United States. There isn't. It's the price of globalizing the game.
But it is entertaining watching that. Think the playoffs are over and then we get this. I'm in for it.
Yes. Are you excited about the Olympics? I am, Steiny.
I'm not.
Really?
I ain't an Olympic guy.
What about LeBron being a flag bearer? Friday. You going to watch the opening ceremonies?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because I just told you.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah. I'll be watching baseball.
No, you won't.
Please. I love me some baseball, man.
You do. You do. What kind of, what's your favorite summer Olympic event?
The 100.
Yeah, I like track and field. Yeah, I like all the track and field. That's my favorite.
There's some fast people in the world, man.
Yeah, hence their name, sprinters.
I give you a one.
Sprinters.
I will say this about Team USA. I know we got to go.
Do we?
Embiid, just get on the first thing, smoking, and go home and get into bed and rest. What are you? You look like a shell of yourself. And
you know, what? Now I know why.
And Kevin Durant, get on the same bus and come home. Why are you risking anything, man?
Well, those guys come home, they have no chance.
What are you doing? If I'm Phoenix and I'm the owner and everybody involved, what the? And Embiid just looks terrible and slow and big.
Look, you want me to put the rat on the table?
Yeah.
You know why Embiid's playing for the United States?
I couldn't
have made the Cameroon team. It's clear.
My man on fire late. Please.
Cameroon would be like, dude, please.
Stop it.
Yeah,
I won't stop
Fitz.
It, Bob. I won't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.